I don't want to brag, but I think I have a great idea, Tiki. And you are the most reasonable person here, so I think you'll be open-minded. Maybe at first you'll gasp, and then you'll realize, all right, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Let me know.
So I have said for a while that the Jet quarterback plan, if they weren't going to draft one this year, was to bring in a lottery ticket, which they did in Justin Fields. He's still young enough where you never know. Odds are he's not going to turn into anything, but as we've seen with quarterbacks in their second or third or fourth location, with Sam Darnold, with Baker Mayfield, with even Geno Smith, it can sometimes work. So I was very much in favor of the lottery ticket approach. I think it is becoming clear that the lottery ticket isn't working. So what do you do when there's a lottery ticket that doesn't work? You rip it up and you go buy another lottery ticket.
So who is that new
I would
lottery
like
ticket?
To purchase a new lottery ticket.
Okay.
And this person would clearly be available because the team doesn't give him a shot. It is time for the Jets to acquire Shedeur Sanders from the Cleveland Browns. Mm. And someone tell me why that's a bad idea. And I don't want to hear about it's a circus. It's a circus? What's this? What the hell is this that we're watching? Circus! That's a circus. Bad, crappy football is a circus. The Jets should have drafted this guy, I don't know, second, third, fourth. They got a million opportunities to draft him. He has not gotten an opportunity in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about the Cleveland Browns, so I'm not going to fight their battles. I'll let Josina Anderson take care of that. All I'm saying is I see a talent, a guy I believed, I think we all talked about him, as a guy that could at least be a serviceable starting quarterback in the NFL. They are not giving him a chance in Cleveland. If I'm Darren Mooji, I call up my predecessors, my contemporaries in Cleveland, yes. And I say, here's a fifth-round pick back. Here's your fifth back. Let's get Shedeur in here, and let's see what the kid has got, because why not?
There is a why not to this, but I also feel like Cleveland might have a larger plan that's just being, I don't know, obscured by all the nonsense that they're treating Shedeur with. I think they're trying to make him grow up. They're trying to make him become... Because he's a good quarterback. I think they know that. But I think they want him to be a better leader and a more face of the organization as opposed to just, I don't know, this brash young, you know, super athlete that everybody thinks he was coming into the league. I mean, I feel like that was honestly why he got pushed down. They didn't feel like there was a humility to him. And so they're trying to force it upon him. The problem is he keeps resisting it. And if he comes to the Jets... amidst all of this and all the issues that are going on already, and he's just the brash guy that he was, how does that make it any better?
What if he's good?
It doesn't matter if he's good.
It doesn't matter if he's good?
Well,
you can't believe that. Of course it matters if he's good.
The only thing that will matter is if he wins.
Well,
it works if he wins.
Okay, hand in hand. What if he's good and a game like yesterday that they would have won with competent quarterback play, they win? Like, that could turn out to be...
No, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying it's very risky.
I don't see... Here's what I disagree about with the risk. Right now, the risk in terms of what you give up would be negligible, because I can't imagine the Browns are asking for much. And number two,
why didn't they get rid of him?
Excuse me?
Why didn't they get rid of him? Why'd they get rid of Joe Flacco?
Because Joe Flacco's old and a stiff, and they realize that. But why did they draft Dylan Gabriel in the third round? Like, they drafted another quarterback who they clearly view... and who's ahead of him on the depth chart, who's getting the first opportunity to play. Like, clearly, it wasn't just let's humble Shedeur. They believed in this kid, in Dylan Gabriel, and drafted ahead of him. Like, I would assume that the Browns would be willing to part from this controversy by just getting a fifth-round pick back. And on the Jets side of things, it's a very easy answer on why it's worth it. They're on a watchable mess right now with a lottery ticket that isn't working.
Yeah, I think, just to back up, I think the Browns probably had Shedeur Sanders later. Like a fourth or fifth round pick.
Right.
And then when you're still there, they were like, well, why not?
Yeah, so I get that.
That's why they go and you get them, because it doesn't cost you anything, really. Those later round draft picks are not the same as picking someone in the top three, or maybe even four rounds. So it's a decent idea. I just don't think that the Browns are going to entertain it.
I'll take that.
They don't know. Look, Shedeur Sanders was a first round talent.
Yeah.
It was other things that pushed him all the way down into the draft. So if you stole a guy who's a first-round talent, you're not giving him away, especially because it doesn't cost you anything to keep him.
I understand, but they're not even trying with
him. I
know,
but it is negligible on their cap. You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
So there's just no way that that's happening. So the only way that you, as a Jet, would get him is if you overpaid for it, and that's not worth it given the risk that he presents.
Well, overpaying for it would be a fourth-round pick since they drafted him in the fifth round.
No, I doubt it. I doubt that.
What's overpaying for him?
like a second round
pick. No, I'm not doing that.
Of course you're not.
I'm not doing that.
That's what they're going to ask for.
Well, they could ask for it. Look, I don't know the answer in Cleveland. I don't think any of us do. But it feels like there would be more of an openness to move on from this than the way you feel. Yeah.
No. I don't.
They're not playing him.
I do. It doesn't matter.
It was a controversy if they were going to make him a backup or not.
I don't think that's the issue. I think it's being slow played. Very, because they don't know what they have in Dylan Gabriel. They know that they have a first round talent on their roster who's making a fifth round salary. But Dylan Gabriel is a third round pick, most of whom do not make it. They do not become the guy, the man.
Right.
I think who do with a few? Dak Prescott is one.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is another. But what most of them don't make it. So they don't know what they have in Dylan Gabriel. He looked okay in his first start. He looked much less okay this past weekend. And so, but they know they have a first-round talent in Shedeur Sanders. So if he craps out, they'll go to Shedeur Sanders.
So on the angle of the Jets side, you would do it, though?
I would, but it's going to cost you a lot.
Okay. All right. We don't know that part. Yeah. Maybe. If I wouldn't do it.
Trust me, I know that.
Okay. Well, you guys also told me Justin Fields was going to cost a lot, and he ended up being given away for a fifth-round pick. So you never know sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't know. I know it's a different situation, but my point is whenever we do trades.
I never said it was going to cost you a lot for Justin Fields. I said that the Bears were asking for a lot, which they were.
They were. And then what did they end up doing?
They gave him away.
They gave him away.
Nobody would take him.
Yeah. I wonder what Cleveland's really thinking about Shedeur. Maybe you're right. And maybe they would never trade him. Maybe they're like, no, we got this great value. He's got a lot of talent. We're going to hold on to him. But if I'm the Jets, I'd make that phone call. And if it turns into what you're saying,
Yeah. Fine,
it didn't work.
I just don't see it because he's the best player. He's the best quarterback on that team.
Well, I agree with that, which is why as a Jet fan, I'd be interested in it. And it's not just for the sheer, hey, I want to be entertained for the final 11 weeks of the season. It follows a thought that I've had, which is get me another lottery ticket. Like, I want to see. I know that the Jets are very, very likely to use their first-round pick next year on a quarterback. I don't know who that is. I don't know where they're picking. I don't know who's going to shoot up the list. I don't know who's going to come out. I mean, Drew Aller's clearly going to come out, right? Because there are rules prohibiting
him. No, he's not anymore.
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year.
That's what I'm saying. But there are rules prohibiting him from him returning to school. You guys should look that up.
Yeah.
I'm all over college football now.
And why would you go back to Penn State?
No, he can't. Unless the rules change, Drew Aller is ineligible to return to college football next year. Mm. I can't believe the college football guys are looking at me like I got five heads.
I think there's a loophole.
What week is this? Six?
Yeah, he's already qualified for enough weeks on the roster.
Right.
He could get like a doctor's note or a note from his mom or something. Like, there's a way around this.
I think, like I said, they'd have to change the rules. I've actually studied up on this.
Right.
This is one of the college football things
he's
where...
He's past the medical. He could get a medical exemption, but it requires an exemption.
It requires a rule change in college football, which I'm not telling you cannot happen. It can.
Apparently, as of right now... I don't think a rule change.
It doesn't.
He just needs to get an exemption.
Exactly. It happened to Taysom Hill. It's not a rule change.
He has to get an exemption.
My research tells me it's a rule change.
No. The rule exists.
Yes.
You're right.
Thank you.
He can get an exemption for the rule.
Bottom line is, the thought is he may be forced to come out. We'll see if that changes or not. Mm. But my point isn't about Drew Aller. My point is they're going to draft a quarterback. I'd rather take out that lottery ticket now.
He wouldn't have been your guy anyway.
Probably. Look, I honestly don't know who the guy is. That's my point, which
Julian
is why
Sam?
No, I'm not debating the college quarterbacks. I'm saying I would get another lottery ticket before they make the decision.
Fernando Mendoza. Get
used to that. No, I know. I get the college quarterback. Why are you guys obsessed with this?
But you know why?
Because I'm saying we'll get to that later. I'm saying for now I would still get another lottery ticket.
It is
Ty Simpson.
Oh, here we go.
The evolution of Evan is amazing, though, Tiki, if you remember.
What?
Because he's yelled at us for 2 years of, the best way to go is with the veteran. You don't draft these quarterbacks. You don't draft these quarterbacks. And now here is Evan just looking for young lottery
tickets. No. But what I'm saying, in the position they're in, absolutely. Like, I'm not saying this is my grand plan for next year and the year after, because there are going to be some veteran quarterbacks that they could potentially pursue next year. What I'm talking about is right now. We're 6 weeks into the season. They're 0-6. Justin Fields has gone backwards. The lottery ticket should be ripped up and thrown out. What? So I'm merely saying I would get another lottery ticket. And if Tiki's wrong, which he may be right about the way the Browns view Shedeur Sanders, I don't know. I'd make that phone call and bring him in. That's my only point.
Can I get to why I labeled this before the tease as hysterical?
Go ahead.
And it speaks to something Tiki said. Whatever is going on with the Browns, I agree with him that he's the better quarterback. It is also 6 weeks into a season and a tenure for Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. Why would they trade him for not anything ahead of what they drafted? In other words, they're going to want the second round pick or something to go, okay, well, you're going to have to do that. Otherwise, why are they doing that?
The only reason I think it could happen, and again, I don't know what they're thinking right now, is that it brings so much attention to what was a third string quarterback and now a backup quarterback. And maybe they don't want to deal with it. Maybe they don't want to deal with the circus. Maybe they're so unimpressed by the way Shador has handled certain things, like the miming routine, that they're like, we just want to get out of the business of employing Shador Sanders. I don't know. I'm merely saying I'd make the phone call.
That doesn't feel terminal. Miming's just stupid.
I agree.
Kind of funny.
Look,
not terminal.
I like Shador Sanders. I would have drafted him.
Right.
So obviously I'm a believer in him, but I'm open to the possibility that they may move on. And I'd want him on the team. And you agree with me.
I mean, you'd want him on the team. I'm just telling you it's going to cost
No, I know that. But I'm saying as the Jets, you like that idea of, hey, make the phone call. And if he's available for a cheap price because they want to get out of the Shador business, you would make that move.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to get out of the Shador
business. I get that. I'm just saying, my perspective.
But you're making it a big caveat of what you're saying. They want to get out of the Shador business. I'm telling you that's not the case.
No, we'll find out. We'll find out in the next. When's the trade deadline?
November, whatever, 11th.
I'll tell you this right now. If that guy gets traded and it's for a fourth or fifth round pick, I'm putting an L right on top of you forcefully, and you're going to have to wear it for a long time.
Instead, I'll take the 56% completion guy.
What's that?
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, well, that's not. I'm just talking about if they're going to trade him or not. Anyhow, let's go to Jody and Warren. What's up, Jody?
More likely to trade Dylan Gabriel.
I would do that too, by the way. I'd take that lottery ticket while I'm at it.